Hey everybody, this is Vince, voice of Dr. John Spacer and creator of the show. You probably know me by now and I can probably stop doing that little intro, but I just wanted to pop in here real quick and say that I am so excited. We're about to pass 10,000 listens to How I Died already. I could not be happier and I wanted to just come in here real quick and say thank you to everybody who's taken the time to listen, who's taken the time to write a review on iTunes or to share the show with a friend. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so, so much. If you're enjoying the show, head to iTunes and write a review for us. Even if you're not listening on Apple Podcasts, head to iTunes real quick, create an account, takes 2 minutes. It really helps with people finding the show. Not only does a rave review potentially help a new listener jump into their show, but the more reviews we get on iTunes, the higher up our show is ranked, and we could really use the boost. There are some great shows up there. So do me a favor, head to iTunes, write a real quick review, and let's try to reach 10,000 listens today. Thank you so much, and enjoy this episode. Audio.
Thank you all to the volunteers who have come out today to help with the search. We'll be walking across the wooded section here for approximately 6 miles to the other side. Line up within arm's length of each other and walk slowly. Search by your feet and areas around you as you go. Please use your walkies if you find anything suspicious. Once we're all done with the first walk, we'll take a short break and then line up again further down. We've got 11 hours of daylight left, so we should be able to cover most of the woods in this area today. Let's get going.
I hope that was loud enough to pick up on the mic. Today I'm at the Springfield County Woods south of town with a group of volunteers from the community and a few of the sheriff's office deputies. Today's a grounds walk looking for missing person Stephen Maurer, a 31-year-old local who went hunting with a friend of his, Jake Lellum. Both of them were reported missing after Maurer's car was found in a nearby parking lot. Normally, we'd be looking for both of the missing men, but a few days ago, the sheriff's office got a tip from another county. They found a person matching Lellum's description. No one's seen or heard from Maurer, and his last known sighting was actually in these woods.
You're reporting on everything?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I am. My name's John. I'm the forensic pathologist with the county, so I'm documenting everything for the case files.
That's a great idea. And who knows? Maybe this will turn into a news story and they can air your recording.
I really hope not.
Why not?
Honestly, I'm hoping we find him alive.
Well, you and I both know that's not going to happen.
You think so?
Oh, I know so. And it's like, what, a 10% chance missing people are found alive after 48 hours?
Actually, I think that stat's for kidnappings.
Either way, I'm dead, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, what did you just say?
You got it on tape, right? Just replay it.
God damn it, you're him, you're Steven.
Correct. For someone with the police, you sure aren't observant.
Couldn't see your face underneath the baseball cap. You're a ghost, right?
I hope so. Otherwise, I'd have starved by now.
Shit. I seem crazy now. You couldn't have said something in the first place.
I'm dead, John. This is about the last amount of fun I'll have. Oh, unless there are more people like you. Or actually, can I haunt people? I don't know how this works.
So you did die here, huh?
Yep, a little ways down. You guys probably won't find my body. And if you do, it'll be hours from now with how slow this group is walking.
All right. Shit. Okay. I'm gonna need you to take me to your body.
This way.
No. Hold on. We can't just go right there. It's too obvious. I need to come up with a reason to head that way.
You don't want to be the hero and find me?
No. If I head straight there, that's incredibly suspicious.
Well, if it makes it any better, I wasn't murdered like y'all think.
Wait, you weren't?
Nah. Actually, I died kind of stupidly. I was shooting at the trees out here, shot a big one that was leaning, turned around to keep walking, and next thing I know, I'm standing next to my body impaled by a tree on top.
Youch.
You're telling me.
All right, let me think. Why were you shooting at trees anyway?
There ain't shit to hunt here. I was bored.
And your buddy, Jake?
He ran. He had priors, man. And technically, we didn't have a license.
Okay. All right. What path did you take? Maybe we can find a clue to alert the sheriff.
Right up the road. I put a marker, actually.
Fan-fucking-tastic. Do you remember where? I'm hoping it's in line with someone else and they can call it in.
Why is that?
Again, it looks way too suspicious. If someone else can find the first clue, that would be ideal.
Well, we're coming up close to it. It's a little to the left, closer to that lady.
Oh, that's Dr. Gatz. She works at the hospital. Come on, Amelia. Please notice it.
What if she doesn't?
She will.
Come on.
Hey, I've got something.
Yes. Game on.
Everybody stop. Don't move.
Wow, so official.
Yeah, it's almost like you're a murder victim or something.
That just looks like a regular marker. We have no idea if it's recent or even if it's Mr. Mowers. Let's keep going.
Wait.
What?
What if it is recent? We could find him fast if we followed up on the clues rather than just combing.
No offense, Dr. Gatz, but I think I'm in a better position to make that call than you.
I know, I just thought...
Crowley, why don't I follow up on the lead?
I can go with you.
It's not a damn lead. It's nothing, people. Keep moving. You too, Dr. Gatz. Damn it, John. I've learned to accept your weird hunches recently. But are you going to tell me you want to chase every single fucking marker we find?
I just think it's worth exploring. Are there any more markers? Maybe it leads down a path that they took.
All right, hold on. Everybody stop! Dr. Spacer and I will be following this marker. I need someone to replace this spot in the walkthrough. Tighten up a bit and call me on the walkie if anyone finds anything. Anything at all. You better hope that silver spoon up your ass is still shining.
I haven't steered you wrong yet, have I?
Technically, I'll be steering. Let's go.
Audio Media presents How I Died.
We're a little ways away from the group now. Still haven't really found anything. Hoping maybe we can... There's gotta be something this way. Kind of an overcast day, even for the fall. Looks like it's gonna rain. But let's head deeper in, I guess. Chances are they were looking for a hunting spot, right?
Depends where they wound up. Especially if they were drinking or got into an argument. Our body could have been thrown into the river for all we know.
You know, Jake's not a bad dude. We've known each other since middle school, and I still would have bailed if he got crushed by a tree, too.
See something?
No, not yet. Or at least, I don't think so. Maybe some debris here. I guess it looks like it could have been walked on recently. How often are people in these woods?
I know you don't get out that much, but I'd imagine people walk the trails pretty regularly. Although, this isn't supposed to be a hunting zone, so keep an eye out for any casings and the like.
Huh. What about a beer can?
Could be anybody's. This is a pretty popular spot, especially for underage kids.
Springfield Light Ale. Sounds...
Like I said, underage kids with no taste.
Hey, that's a man's beer for a sophisticated palate. Thank you very much.
Huh. Look, another tree notch. Guess this is the right way.
Yeah, guess so. See, Crowley... Can I ask you a question?
Is it related to the case?
No, not really.
Then I'd prefer if you didn't.
Very funny. I'm asking anyway. Why do you think so many people die in Springfield?
Well, if I'm being honest, I don't know. People believe in curses and bad luck.
Do you?
I didn't always, but over the past few years, I guess I came around to the curse.
Is it about the incident in 1989?
You heard about that, huh?
Just a bit.
Well, I can't tell you much more than what you've probably already heard. The Springfield Core plant blew up. Some people thought it was a bomb planted by one of the protesting environmentalists or someone like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that.
And it caused a big power outage.
That's what most people think, but there was a huge storm coming in that night. Biggest I've ever seen.
So wait, you think that's what knocked out the power?
No. I'm saying that's what blew up the plant.
Seriously? A thunderstorm?
It wasn't just any old storm. The sky was lit up orange in the middle of the night, like it was a damn summer heat wave. I saw flames in midair touch down on the ground. Most people didn't see it, but I was working late shift that night.
Jeez. So, a big storm, an exploding research facility, and then what? All of a sudden, weird shit starts happening in town? That sounds like a science fiction novel.
I don't believe in that crap.
No? No ghosts or aliens?
Not all country folk believe in aliens, John.
Well, you believe in curses. You just said so a minute ago.
Yeah, well, when you see fire rain down from the sky a second time, you start to believe in anything.
A second time?
I got something. Take a look at this tree.
What is that?
Holes from a .22.
You think we're close?
Yeah, this looks kind of familiar.
This way.
Wait, back up. You said fire rained from the sky a second time. When was there a second time?
I misspoke.
Was it in 2014?
What are you getting at?
I've just noticed a pattern of deaths around 1988 and 2014.
Drop it, John.
Riley, I looked at some old case files.
I said drop it!
Look, I don't know what I can do to help, but maybe if you told me a little bit about it.
I am not going to talk to you about this shit. You can't do anything to help, so mind your damn business, okay?
Oh my God.
What?
Did I stutter?
No.
That's my head. That's my head on a spike.
Not that. Look. Over there.
What is that?
Hurry. Mother of God.
We got a 1054. 1055. Mutilated body on the south side of Springfield County Woods in a small clearing about 800 feet in.
Where did my body go?
What in the... That is not what we're supposed to find.
Oh, holy shit, man.
Oh my God. The body is completely separated from the head. I mean, this pole looks like it could be from a campsite or something like that, but it doesn't line up the...
I repeat. Body found, or part of a body found. Just send some people down here, damn it!
Oh my God. The rate of decomp looks like it lines up with when we thought he died, but there's no tearing on the skin. Hold on. Look down here. From what I can tell, it looks like the bone was cut cleanly. There's no kerf marks almost at all. I need some gloves to be able to look a little bit further, but this doesn't look like it was a hack job. It was done by some clean instrument. Nice smooth cut.
John!
Yeah, sorry. Let me run back. I need to get my go bag. I'll be right back.
You know how to get back here?
Yeah, I'll alert the deputies.
What's going on?
You tell me.
That's not how I died. I saw my body. I looked at it like yesterday. I was whole.
Do you think your buddy came back?
No, he wouldn't do that. This was some twisted asshole.
Yeah. Those markings. That is not something a normal person could do. Move and dissect a body like that?
Isn't that what you do?
No. It's different, but maybe those markings looked kind of familiar.
Look, you gotta convince the sheriff that Jake didn't do this. I know he couldn't have. Someone else did.
I'll try, but right now I just need to get the tools and get back. This is much more than we were expecting. That body. I can't get the thought out of my mind. It's crazy. I need to... Here. Hey, guys! Over here!
John! Did you find something?
Yeah, we found something for sure. Episode 7 ends with a bit of a mystery, huh? We end up finding a head, but no body, and there's little hints to some upcoming mysteries in the further episodes. We also get some really good conversation between Crowley and John in this one, and it was a ton of fun to write because I've always wanted to up the tension between the two, but you know, we had to get there organically, so just look forward to more tough conversations and more hints about Springfield. Also, in this episode, it was just a lot of fun to get John out of the lab again and to put together a soundscape in the forest, so I really enjoyed that one, and I hope you guys did too. Quick reminder, like I said in the beginning, if you're enjoying the show, head to iTunes, write a quick review for us. It means the world to us, and we're trying to hit 10,000 listens this week. All right, now let's get into the credits. How I Died is an Audio Media original production, co-starring Vince DiGianni as John Spacer and Shayna Waring as Sheriff Fran Crowley. This episode featured guest performances by Nathan Boyce as Stephen Maurer and Victoria Cherichetti as Amelia. Audio editing and sound design was done by Vince DiGianni with mastering by Alexander Mark. Sound effects and Foley provided by freesound.org or created in-house at Audio Media. The How I Died theme song was created by Mike Lynch at silentmikemusic.com. And special thanks to all of our Patreon supporters. Without you guys, we wouldn't be able to continue making this awesome show and providing the additional content that we have. So we really appreciate not only your listens, but also your support. Thank you to Amanda Friedlander, Amy Smith, Andrew Cratchwell, Austin Faust, Curtis Montalbano, Eric Howell, Jessica E. Guillero, Marcus Smith, Marsha Maggie, Michael Lynch, Nathan Boyce, Paula Small, Ray Snoke, Roe Thorne, and Teresa Waring. Check it out, patreon.com/howidied. Thank you again for listening, and until next episode, try not to die.